Yeah, I have a question. Sure. So,
when long it comes time to no speak.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was waiting.
You guys are doing good over there. So I didn't want to break it or anything. Yeah. But I had a question because, like, when it comes to Christianity and entrepreneurship, I feel like a lot of Christians that kind of like look at making money or entrepreneurship as this like, it must be evil, or it's like you don't need to chase success or chase.
You can't have both.
You can't have both. So like, where do you find that balance, and like, or what are Christians like missing in that sense?
So. This is a major topic. This is why I brought up the whole king thing, because there's biases and stereotypes when it comes to this topic. Our Lord is an abundant God. Why would he want me to be poor? Does that even make sense? Why would I even follow such a God? The problem is that we live in a societal construct that conflicts with that in ways, right? But it's like, what does scripture say? What does Proverbs say? What does Psalm say? What does the scripture say over and over and over again? Lazy people will become poor fast, and hard workers will get rich. You know, build your house on a strong foundation, Matthew, right? Not on the sand. So it's like, these things are there for you. And richness comes in many ways. It's not just dollar amounts. Like having land, having good relationships, having animals. This was all signs of richness. In Old Testament, if I pull up to you with 30 cows, I'm a rich man.
Super rich.
Right? So it's like, it's been around since dawn of time. The thing is the shift in mindset and understanding that, okay, I need wisdom, Lord, to understand why you would even want this for me. And then what am I supposed to do with all of this? It's not just so I can buy fast cars and women and watches and all this materialistic stuff, even though those things are okay in some regard, not the women, but...
a good relationship with, you know, your wife.
Sure. Taking care of your wife, taking care of your children. We could switch the narrative. Like, I'm just saying, these things, it's okay to have. But just shifting the perspective to saying, okay, our Lord is an abundant God. I lack wisdom of how the society works, Lord. Please, I'm humble before you. What do I have to do to acquire a mass amount of wealth so I can bring glory to your name and serve you and serve the people that are in need of my talents that you've bestowed upon me?
Mm-hmm. I think that's where it's at. Like, your skill set. God has given you gifts. He's given you a story. He's given you a whole skill set to then give to his children, give to the world. And I think that's what people are missing. Like, I feel like this world is like made up in a way. So it's more output based. It's more, it's like, if you don't have the results, there must be something wrong with you. Like, when they didn't see the work that they put in or anything like that. It's more just about, what do you have at face value? Not like what's deep within like the character itself. It's all about just things on the superficial level surface.
Yes. And and stereotypes and biases, like, exactly, like, people don't even know why people even pursue this path. This path is difficult. You think it's easier to go make a lot of money? It's easier to just go get a job, like, make, you know, your $2,000-$3,000 a month, pay your bills, help your family, have a barbecue on the weekend, go to church maybe, and live a simple life. There's nothing wrong with that,
right?
But this is hard. But it's like, don't shun me because it looks easy, because I make it look easy, because I produce much fruit from this tree. It's so hard to mend to that field every single day, to sow that field. It's not easy.
Yeah, and not everybody's made for it.
Exactly. It should be something that's honorable, that's inspirational, right? But what happens is, with us Christians, is people doing good makes you look at the mirror and think about yourself, whether it's their faith, whether it's their body, whether it's their money.
Yeah.
Whether it's their intelligent, makes you sit there and think about, how does this person size up to me? Like, damn, like, why does this make me feel bad? Am I doing enough? So that, it's just changing that narrative to be inspired by people, to be humble before them, that God has bestowed such wisdom upon them that you could learn something from them. You know, they could be your inspiration. They could be a source of knowledge. Like, just changing that narrative.
And God sets people in our lives.
Yes.
God shows us examples through people so we get an understanding. Doesn't have to be directly him presenting himself to us, but him, we're all made in, that's why we're all, when God says we're all made in his image, is when God puts a person in my life, that is God made image person that is supposed to, and God is speaking to me somehow. It's just that it might not make sense at that moment, but sometimes it will be very evident that person had to be there at that specific time in my life for that to happen.
Yep.
So, you know what's another thing is, when we look at Solomon, who was the wealthiest most, like the wisest men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't ask for that. He didn't ask for wealth. He asked, so when God asked him, what do you want? He said one thing. He said, I want you to give me wisdom so I can serve your people the best as I can. He never mentioned money. He never mentioned money, nothing like that. He said, what can I do to serve your people?
Yes.
So that was humility, to not caring about anything else, just the wisdom that is not tangible. It's not to serve his people. So in my opinion, God gave him the wealth and everything so he could use that to build a temple, yes, the great temple he built, and serve people. And he was still the same character. His character didn't change because of the money, because the money was just that byproduct of what his work was supposed to be. So if you're glorifying God on this earth and his purpose only, the abundance that you have around you isn't really for yourself. It's the skill set and the gift that God gave you to use that, right? Just like how we all have different purpose in life, we have to use that purpose, whether that's money making or not. But the only thing is, we have to make sure that we're doing it in the glory of God. Because a lot of the times, you know, when it comes to making money, it can bring pride thinking that you did it when, you know, but I love that you have a relationship with the Lord, because your perspective, I love it. It's just, it's his glory. It's not you doing this for yourself. It helps you a lot, of course. But it's number one for his kingdom and his glory. And when you have that, I think that's when your true wealth is not just physically, but abundantly within.
Yeah. You know, I shared a quote about this a long time ago, Medicine, but it's from a famous movie. But it's talking about the feeling of saving someone's life. And it says a lot. But the big line that like speaks out to me is like, it feels as if God has worked through my hands.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and it's like, that quote right there is so powerful, because it's like, give yourself some credit. You do work. Like, that's wisdom. Obviously, I'm doing work. But right, it's ordained by God. It's allowed by God. It's granted by God. These are the things, just reminding yourself that, like, to be humble, and that it can all be taken away. But that's true faith, right?
I'd say this all the time. Just like how it's given, it's taken away the same way.
I say this all the time. I said, Lord, your will be done. You can take everything away from me right now. I'll still be loyal to you.
Amen.
You could give me the worst ending ever, even if you wanted to do that, which you wouldn't. But even if you wanted to,
yeah,
out of fairness, whatever the case is, I accept it and I still love you. That's different.
Yeah.
That's a little bit unique, right? Because
right, of course.
Imagine you knew that something bad was going to happen to you, and God asked you, I want to test the genuineness of your faith. Are you going to still love me?
Job. Sorry, Job.
Job. Peter, walk on this water.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I might fall. Walk on this water. Can you do it or not? Right? So that's a deep faith and a deep perspective to look at it. But yes, with business, it's just asking for wisdom. This is what I prayed for.
Yeah.
I prayed for strength and I prayed for wisdom, because I was weak and I was a fool. And I'm still a fool.
We all were, right?
I'm still the biggest fool in the room. That's why I've become so wise.
you know what's crazy? The pastor said this yesterday, which was very interesting, is we are the biggest sinners that
we know.
And same with being a fool or whatever it may be, is we are the biggest, the flaws that we know of ourselves is the biggest ones we truly know before anybody else's. Now, if we try to look for something wrong with other people, is we have to really understand that we don't need to look for it in somebody else. We need to look at within first.
Yes.
Because, you know, God gave us our mind to help other people, but it's not to try to read somebody else and try to understand, you know, what they're like struggling with, because at the end of the day, we don't really know. There's a lot of things we speak, but there's a lot that we actually don't even speak about. And it, you know, it's, some of it is very personal and that's understandable, but then there are some that we can't even communicate, which is crazy. Like there, I might be thinking something, or I might be feeling something, but I can't tell you that. And that's when the personal relationship with the Lord comes in. And I think that's why when we try to judge other people in a way that's not godly, like not pointing out the problems, but trying to judge them and make ourselves feel like we're better, is when God warns us about that. Yep. Is because that person, and especially I'm talking about Christians, because we know that they have a relationship with the Lord, is that when they have that relationship with the Lord, God knows their problems and we don't. So when we try to take that place of trying to know what their problems are exactly, that's when God says, not your place, it's my place. Yep. I know that person's life. Try to help them as much as possible and be loving to them. But don't judge them, because vengeance is mine.
Yes. I love that you brought that, because I actually don't like judging at all. I think I'm a terrible judge. I don't think anybody should judge.
Yeah, no. Right?
I think people, this is why I love
science. There's a misunderstanding with the word, which I want to get to, but yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those words, right?
Yeah,
but
it
like,
is.
I like